The man had suffered in every way possible that he had been able to imagine. His feet had rotted away so that he walked on leprous stumps, eating and drinking from slime-coated pools where he fought unidentifiable things for every crumb and droplet. He had been torn apart by beasts, dropped from galactic heights into rivers of spikes, lived with the shade of his mother constantly whispering into his ear, been eaten, digested, and left in the sulfurous weeds as food for the insects. Time and again, he had been destroyed and reconstituted. Time and again, he had made his humble apologies to a god he had finally come to realize not only could not hear him, but was not interested in anything he might have to say. For years on end, he had thought that perhaps he might have some chance at redemption. After he had realized that his sins and his sins alone had brought on his dire situation, he had determined to make up for them. Every torment had been suffered gladly. Every infliction visited upon him had been endured with a stoicism unseen in the annals of hell for centuries. But apparently, it mattered not. He had known the rules. Good behavior took you to heaven. Wrong thinking was punished forever. Forever. He hadn't realized, hadn't thought, hadn't bothered, had done as he pleased, and now he was paying the price for eternity.